Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Now let's get it all in perspective. Get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock at the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Panthers back on the ice tonight, 8 o'clock puck drop. Taking on the St. Louis Blues. You can get that here, 560 WQAM. We are just under 2 hours away from the NBA trade deadline. The only update, they've just started their three-hour coverage on ESPN right now. Shams is saying that NBA teams are still making, as he puts it, aggressive calls for Kevin Durant. So we'll see.
Kevin Durant and aggression don't go well together, right?
Except aggressive tweeting.
It's aggressive tweeting, yeah. That's crazy.
I don't know. Like, who is I'm trying to think, like, what's out there for Kevin Durant? A team that would actually, like...
Wouldn't that be something if the Lakers got him?
Who?
But you'd have to trade LeBron.
Or Luka.
Because don't forget, the same rules still apply with, you'd have to trade, like, you still have the same cap rules for them. That's, you know, that's what put them in this place in the first place. So, dude, you got to stop crunching the ice in the microphone.
It's a bit annoying.
It's been your go-to move today. He turned off the microphone like a wise ass.
Oh, yeah, that's what he should
that's
have done.
That's what I've been doing.
No, you had it.
Oh, yeah.
No, you had it. We've been hearing it.
You've been sounding like a polar bear lately.
So,
you got one of those dogs that likes crunching ice?
Hmm?
Your dog like crunching ice?
It's bad for them. They mess up their teeth. So, I had to quit doing it. I can only give them the ice that I get from Publix, you know, because it has the holes in it.
Yeah.
I can't give them
You can't
solid.
Give them the straight cue from the machine?
Yeah, I can't do that.
It's too square or rectangular, maybe?
It's just too hard.
Too much.
Right. Like, you know, the ice that has a little donut, that's the ice at Publix. And usually when it gets a little wet, it's softer.
So. Hey, shout out to me, guys. I'm going to give myself a shout out.
You giving yourself a shout out?
Yeah, somebody named it, gave themselves a tag called Stop Talking, Vlad.
Oh!
You know, when you're getting tags of people not wanting you to talk and little do they know you're going to continue talking, it makes me feel happy. I'm making it in this world.
Listen,
stop talking,
Vlad.
You're a fan.
When you get insulted by the chat, you made it, dude.
Oh, you made it. He's a fan.
By the way.
Yep.
I forgot who put it on there earlier. It's like it called Tobin the Mush origin story. You going on the track with your dad?
He might be right. He might be right. I didn't talk anything going into that Philly game because I was like, oh, Vucevic got me the night before. I got to shut up.
Hey, yeah. And he didn't do nothing until like the third, middle of the third, fourth quarter.
I know. I was sitting pretty. And then all of a sudden, he Vucevic'd us, as he always does, because that's what Vucevic does. Vucevic. Shmeen says Durant's the Knicks would destroy Tobin. Would make me happy. You guys got any moves for that, though? OG?
Yeah, it would have to be. But I don't think certain contracts that the Knicks have could be moved because of the signings.
Because their aprons.
Right, because Bridges. It would have to be Bridges or OG, probably Mitch.
But are they even – they're not even at that point of their contract yet, are they?
No, they're not. Like, oh, they just signed
their deals.
So it would
probably have to be Cat. It would have to be Cat.
No, it can't be Cat.
Cat's having an awesome year.
We're not moving Cat. We're all right. We need it. We just
You'd rather have Cat than Durant, right?
Yeah, because it's
Durant,
like I
Durant don't want to go in the paint.
Durant's like the jilted ex-lover. Like, no, it's getting to the point right now.
He's never happy.
He's never happy. And if he goes to another team, especially a team that has a shot to win a championship, it's not gonna be good for his career. If he ever wants to be the guy that's spin around the block and get back with his ex, you know what the move is.
He should go to AKC.
Yeah.
OKC, yeah.
They got all the assets to make the move to get him. And that wouldn't
but
really.
I don't know if they need to do it.
And
it,
that's the thing.
I wouldn't do it.
That's the thing. I mean, I don't know if you want 23-year-old Jalen Williams or 36-year-old Kevin Durant.
There's no way I would do it if I was OKC. We're too good.
Too good.
You're too
and
good.
Young.
So that's the only move. But nobody want to spin around the block, man. You know, you learn from your mistakes last time.
But it definitely is a weird thing. Like to be the Suns. Right, and being in this spot where you were doing everything you can to move Bradley Beal to get Jimmy Butler for Kevin Durant, and now the fact that they are even offering, like, yeah, I could definitely – I don't think it's going to happen at the trade deadline, but Kevin Durant sticking around there, I don't know,
that's
man.
The other thing. You know that he wanted to be traded.
Once you have those conversations
– no bone back.
And yeah. You don't get traded?
Yep.
Now you're back? Like, how can you, like –
y'all both are giving each other the side eye.
I know you got to be professional about it. I know you got to be professional about it, but still doesn't mean it's any less awkward.
You going to give each other the side eye? Like, oh, yeah, you wanted to get rid of me. I see you.
But the one thing that I could always say about KD, no matter what, he going to ball. You ain't never have to worry about KD not balling. So from that standpoint.
Yeah, he won't make a stink the rest of the way.
Right.
Barry Jackson says, as we reported, the Heat wanted Kevin Durant but had a line it wouldn't cross. Wendy just reported now that when Miami asked for Durant, the Suns made a massive request of picks and young players. Suns now taking calls on Durant from others who might be more willing to give up the farm.
Ooh. Nobody's giving up the farm for 36-year-old Durant.
Oh, wait, the Heat, seeing that Phoenix wanted everything. What do you think Phoenix wanted from the Miami Heat? Khalil Ware?
Probably.
No.
Because the way I understand it. The way I understand it is, I saw Brian Goins from Heatbeat put this out, and he said that you could have finagled it where they could have done two separate trades, essentially, where you put Jimmy with Jovich, and then I think they would have done like Royce O'Neal, whatever the salary there is match, and then you could attach more stuff to that trade, and that's how they would have gotten the Heat's young guys.
No, I don't. Listen, it's been a while since I felt this good about the young talent on this team. I mean, we got to go all the way back to the big three when guys were under 26, 27, right? And so to have these guys, I want to see them develop. I mean, they've never had a team, I mean, since Pat Riley's been here, where they basically hit on the last four or five drafts and those guys develop into being that team. In most cases, the guys start getting good and you trade them for a whale.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I guess it's just a question of like, is it, you know, 03, 04 before you made the move for Shaq, or is it post, you know, post D Wade with like Justice and J Rich and all that? And you.
Well, Justice and J Rich weren't this good.
No, I don't think so.
Right. But it's weird because keep in mind, when they brought Shaq in, you already had a bona fide star.
Yes.
So if you don't have that bona fide star, And you have guys who just aren't there yet. Like Tyler's getting there, but it's still only 1 year, mm-hmm. right? So I would be reluctant to trade the farm for a running mate when you're not sure of what you have.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Spencer Knight in net tonight for the Cats.
All right.
That just came out, so... Young Knight will be taking on the St. Louis Blues. We'll take a break here on the show. Before that, if you guys want to win tickets to see Billy Currington at Meisner Park in Boca at the end of June, be caller number 3 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see Billy Currington at Meisner Park. He'll be there with Kip Moore and special guest Jade Eagleson at Meisner Park in Boca at the end of June. It's a Live Nation show, but caller 3 right now, 305-567-0560, wins that pair.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Tickets back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, we got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and 3 guests to lovely Las Vegas. Plus $20,000. All you got to do. is entering by downloading the free Odyssey app. You log in or you register for an account, and you listen for a minimum each day of 1 hour for your entry. And you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. For your chance to win, just listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. And when you go to Las Vegas, you stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. It's a national contest. We got a trade. The Phoenix Suns are trading Yusef Nurkic to the Charlotte Hornets for Cody Martin and Micić. And the Suns are also sending with Nurkic a first-round pick.
Jeez.
These Hornets are racking up picks left and right.
Well, you know why, right? Money, right?
Not only are they trying to get money, but it's also there's been a rebirth in the value and the love and acceptance of big men. If you have a big man and you can see that having a quality big man in either conference is going to really bolster your roster and the chance of winning and going further in the playoffs. So
now they're going to go put Nurkic out there for the rest of the season, and he's going to average 20-20, and then in the summer someone's going to give up a first-round pick for Nurkic.
Right. That's what's going to happen. Or Nurkic might get traded in the next 3 hours.
Would you say the big man right now
is the running back? Is the running back
same place as the running back?
Yes,
right.
Yes. Especially if you're an athletic big, oh, forget about it. They're gonna give up the farm for you. You know, that's why that Mark Williams went for the.
Well, that's the other thing that's funny, because if you look to the Lakers trade, they traded Dalton Knecht, who they were kissing his ass early
shoot.
On in the season.
He could shoot, bro.
He can shoot, but everybody was saying, oh, the Heat bleeped up by not getting him instead of Khalil Ware. Well, who's laughing now, huh?
How many points did Khalil have yesterday?
Doesn't matter, dude. You want to know what he did? He contributed to a dub. 13 rebounds yesterday.
Okay.
Favorite for rookie of the year. I still think I'm
on. Hey.
That was a great deal. Blech. By the way, you were smart on that, man. Shout out to you.
I got in.
Oh, yeah, but you had to be convinced. Me and Tobin had to convince you.
No, I went in with him.
But you had to be convinced to go in. Because I remember you. You were like, what? And then we were telling you what was going on. You were like. And then you started pondering. And you were like, you know.
He's still the favorite. Plus 135. But, not in the Rising Stars game.
But though. I give D-Ray credit. Hey, he was willing to understand, listened, let and change his mind.
Let me look. Yeah. Because
we've been getting offers.
Oh, how much? Yes. Hard Rock does offer you a chance of the early.
They give you the early cash out.
And with the
last time he checked,
it was over 400 last time.
Over 400.
Each person or just over 400?
Nah, see, total.
But $10 investment.
Nah, you got to keep going. You got to keep going.
I know.
You got to keep going.
I told him I won't even think about it.
You know what's going to happen, right?
800.
Come March, middle of March, they might offer you the 800.
Possible.
Especially now that they don't have any stress, they don't got to deal with this drama anymore. I think they're going to play very.
We still keep forgetting the Spo factor.
Oof.
I'm not so worried about Spo as I am voters.
Spo hard body, man.
you know how Spo treat his bigs and his young bigs.
Yeah, that on Spo. You just want to see tall time 2.0 line.
All time?
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, here we go. Sorry, I had to log back in. It came down a little bit after his 0 point performance. It's about 370 right now.
Oh, no.
370 right now. But we're still pretty. He's still the favorite.
Yep.
We're good. He's going to have a big one tomorrow night. Got the Nets. He's going to eat. Get it going. I'll tell you what, though. If he has a big performance on Monday against the Celtics, that'll get the buyout up.
He's gonna be mostly on the perimeter, though.
No, he hasn't been. He's been doing a lot of good putbacks. He's been doing a good job with that stuff.
I mean, he's gonna really have to be all over Lopez. Wait, when
you talk about Porzingis?
Porzingis.
Yeah.
But Porzingis plays a lot more on the perimeter.
Phoenix acquired first round picks in Utah Jazz to unload a player.
Nice spin job by Phoenix, though. That's what they're trying to say. Guys didn't make that trade to get rid of Nurkic. You guys had that trade because you're like, oh, we're going to get the Jimmy Butler contract. Nice try, Phoenix. Phoenix right now out in the cold. They're like, oh, we wanted action.
That's just it. You kind of can't. What's funny is you kind of really can't start the trade fodder too early. Because if you start too early, it never works out.
Yeah, unless there's like, you know, obviously like a secret deal or something that you got the in on.
Like what happened between the Lakers and
Right. But no, I'm with you. The patience paid off. I think the patience, you know, paid off pretty well for Miami once all the drama started. Because, look, obviously it got to a point where Bradley Beal was like, I'm not leaving, dude. Sorry. I'm not doing that. And that's what kind of nuked everything. So much so that they were even like, oh, maybe we'll move Durant, which is kind of crazy from the Suns' perspective, to be honest with you. But because because Durant strikes me as a dude like, yeah, you know, once it's kind of like it's like Jimmy, but like he's not going to make a stink like you said. But I do think like once you get to that point of, oh, you were willing to do that, rats off a ship. So maybe they get a few more months.
He does it a lot quieter, though.
Much quieter stink. Much quieter stink.
And all his, whenever he makes a stink, he still plays basketball. And that part I appreciate.
Well, what do we do here? Because Jimmy Butler was rewarded for his behavior in the end of things.
You're the one, you're the head honcho on make a stink.
I am. But this was, I mean.
Until it's your guy.
I understand. Well, look, I knew that it was a possibility for sure. I didn't think it was ever going to get to the point where he was going to actively dog it like fat James Harden on a court. I never thought it would. It wasn't worse. It was the same. He was probably like, as far as like the trolling and all that type of stuff, but he did get rewarded at the end of the day. He did get his extra 60 mil.
He did.
You know?
And that, like, yeah. Wasn't he could say it wasn't from us.
That's true.
I mean, but, like, my biggest problem with this is the only problem that Pat Riley had with Jimmy was he didn't play enough games.
Right.
And he got butthurt over that.
He did.
And like, come on, man. Like, yeah. So basically if he plays 60 games this year, that's the equivalent like almost $1 million a game.
I don't think he plays 60.
Come on, dude. Probably, and you shooting one-legged threes, and you want them to still give you more money?
What's the most he can play now? What did he play, 20 games this year? So what's he got, 30 left?
Yeah. I say he plays 45 games this year.
Let's see. Roster.
He ain't going to play every game. So. And that is going to turn some heads in that organization. Because you look at Steph, you look at Draymond, they play in every game.
He's played 25 games this year, and what is there? There's 30 left?
30 left.
All right. It is weird seeing him in the Warriors page.
Great. No, it's not.
It is. Don't tell me how I feel.
You know what would be weird? Seeing him actually play basketball.
Fair point. Take a break. Back after this.
You and me, we used to be together, every day together, always. I really feel.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
I can't believe this could
560 WQAM. Done a lot of reacting today on the Jimmy Butler trade, obviously. It is finally over. I think Udonis Haslem put it well yesterday on ESPN where he said it's an exhale. It's finally over. Mentally exhausting on everybody. I think you saw that on the face of Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero last night.
Jimmy.
Oh, I mean, Jimmy's – why would Jimmy be upset? He got what he wanted.
2 years, 120, 121, right?
Yep. 2 years, 121.
It's like 47
gets
million.
To play with Steph. You know.
Oh, what's that? What do you call that?
Dream Run.
Napa Valley.
Yeah, they got wine, coffee.
Coffee, wine.
You think that big case of coffee is going to stay in business much longer? It's very expensive. I mean, they're open like 3 hours a day.
That's it?
Yeah, it's open from like
how many times you?
It's like 9 to 1. I'm like, you have a coffee place that opens at 9 a.m.
Yeah, well, you know, it's on Jimmy time.
What about the baristas?
When people have stores that open up at just dumb hours,
right? It's like the businesses down here at the Citadel. I'm like, what are you guys open like 4 minutes?
That's not a Shams bomb. That's kind of been kind
they're
of.
They're open at like 12, and then they're not open on Monday.
Mm.
DeAndre Hunter got traded to Cleveland
for
Caris LeVert.
All right.
Kind of known that. That was a deal that was.
And George Niang.
Yeah.
In 3 seconds.
Hey, check this out. He is what Zion used to look like.
Look, it was a hell of a trade. It was a hell of a trade deadline. It'd be pretty – like, Durant's got to be, like, the last piece where you'd be like, oh, my God, this is – again, because everything else, like, what else could possibly happen? Jimmy
Well, felt- it started with the Luka, and that just, like
– So, wait a minute. Now that the Jimmy situation's over, Leroy, is it now down – is it time to put to rest that Tobin was at fault and is the cause of all of this? And Miami Heat fan base, we can
no. –
you can stop –
They would say –
You can stop blaming Tobin for this.
If my mom says to me, hey, didn't y'all used to have Jimmy Butler? I'm like, yeah. What happened, Tobin?
That's it.
I'm not gonna accept that. I'm just sorry.
You don't have a choice. You listen. You can't unmush yourself.
It doesn't really make any sense, though. Like, I'm not really? Responsible for Pat when Riley's words. This man is an order. What does he get paid?
You're not
hundreds of thousands of dollars to speak to people?
You're not responsible for the words. You're responsible for the questions.
I know one thing.
And when a grown man runs over to somebody else and says, hey, this is what so-and-so said, right?
He already knew, though.
Oh,
okay. He didn't need to be reminded, maybe.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
And then you piss Pat Riley off, so Pat Riley was real firm in his comments.
But we know it wasn't the comments. What he was pissed about was money, and he got his money. If anything, Jimmy should give me a cut.
And he was pissed off at how many games he was playing.
Yeah, that's fine. But by your logic, Jimmy should thank me, because you said Jimmy was mad at me too. I got him paid, if anything.
You went to Pat Riley, then you went to Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
And, right, yeah. And then you ran to the other one to get comments.
The other one. They were months apart. There were many other press comments.
So you had it locked and loaded in your holster.
Yeah, I had it locked and loaded. That's exactly what I did. That's what you guys think.
No, I know. We know.
No, it's silly.
Everything changed when you talked to Jimmy and Pat.
That look, man.
That relationship got real frosty after that.
That look is...
It was going to be frosty no matter what. It really was. Just because
you can say that because you're the one that threw
if I'm at a dinner
kerosene.
If I'm at a dinner party and I bring up to a married couple, how you know, when's the last time you guys went on a vacation together? And the wife is like, him plan a vacation and take me somewhere nice? Fat chance. And then their marriage dissolves into chaos. Is it my fault
because
I had brought something brewing,
yes.
Or was it already an issue at a front?
No, it was your fault.
It's not my fault.
Wait a minute. Let me answer the question. It's your fault if you've already known that the last time they went on vacation together, they had a fight.
I didn't know that they had a fight.
Excuse me.
I didn't know that they had a fight.
When Brandon Tobin asked Pat Riley, hey, Pat, Jimmy said if he was, you know, healthy and able to play in the playoffs, the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks wouldn't have won.
Reasonable question.
Do you feel the same way?
It's a reasonable question.
And when Pat gives you that answer, do you run back and go tell Jimmy, hey, Jimmy, remember?
I didn't have to tell him. It was on the internet in 3 seconds.
But you didn't have to remind him. You don't need a reminder.
I didn't remind him. He wasn't even, you know, he seemed fine. The only thing I asked Jimmy where he stonewalled it was, have you talked to Pat? Have you and your agent talked to Pat? Which the answer was no, by the way. And, you know, if anything, I'm trying to be an icebreaker. Be like, you guys should talk this out. It's good. It's good for relationships.
Really?
Yep.
So, you think strong-minded Pat Riley.
Yep.
And strong-minded Jimmy Butler.
Two of the same.
After you asking them questions, they going to sit in the room and work it out?
You know what, guys?
We already have the answer.
You guys have your determination on this. I have mine. You're wrong. I'm right. You're wrong. I'm right.
We have the facts.
I was... if
everything was kumbaya till you start asking questions.
Everything was not kumbaya. That's not true. It wasn't kumbaya. It hasn't been kumbaya. And now it's kumbaya-bye.
It's one.
Thank you. Thank you. That was horrible.
Nope.
It's bad. That was bad. Just like you trying to say that you trying to say that you were not at fault. You not the root of all of this. You weren't the cause of all of this.
I guarantee if, listen, if he would have gotten Kevin Durant, no one's giving me credit for that.
They didn't get Kevin Durant.
Yeah, but we now we're in position. We got flexibility, baby. So when we get Anthony Edwards, you guys better give me credit for that because
Tobin,
I set this all up.
Nobody's not. Here's the thing about you, Tobe. No, anytime you call for a whale and they actually happen to get the whale, nobody's ever saying you were wrong. We give you your props. The only problem is you keep on whale hunting at every chance you get.
It's not true. It's not true.
The only time you didn't whale hunt was when you had to be put on punishment.
I don't even want whales. I don't even want whales. I like my team. I like tall time. I didn't want to trade Nico for Kevin Durant.
The net you picked up, you didn't get the whale, but you got one of them little fish that be hanging around the whale, and so you just took him. Wiggins.
Don't call Wiggins a little fish.
He's a minnow. He's a minnow. He's a minnow.
I think he's a whale.
He's a minnow. Stop, he's no whale.
Well, then, you know, I don't understand what your logic is there. So you're saying that we gave a no fish out and we got a little fish back? Like, what you know, I understand you're very down on Jimmy, but, like, the guy is still a very good player.
You know, this is what I love about having people that worked here before.
That dude are two different things.
Look what Stunning Steve put. Nah, we make fun of Tobin because he originally didn't want Jimmy Butler. Is that true, Mr. Tobin?
Yep.
It's not true.
It's not true. Co-worker of his for
you know,
the past
you see,
7 years?
You guys, guess what? Everything Stunt and Steve says is a lie.
Why?
He's a pot stirrer.
Because he's why?
He goes, hey, he never wanted him in the first place.
Is
the
he only a pot stirrer?
No.
Is he a pot stirrer?
The only thing I ever said
worked on this show?
The only thing that I ever said about Jimmy Butler was we were on the radio show one day after the whole Minnesota Timberwolves thing didn't work out. He ends up in Philadelphia. Philadelphia had all these reports about Jimmy Butler's fighting with Bruce Brown or Brett Brown, whatever the hell the guy's name is. And all I said was on the show one time is, we may have dodged a bullet.
D. Matthew says, yo, your compass is like Jack Sparrow's. It's all over the place.
You know,
but you did say we dodged the bullet.
Nope.
End up with that bullet.
We may have dodged a bullet. May have. There's a difference between... There's a difference between we did and may have.
So we didn't dodge the bullet at all because Jimmy ended up down here.
Exactly. But I never said that we dodged the bullet in the first place.
You know what? You throw little words in there so down the road you can escape.
You cast a wide net of fiction to just catch me in anything. Really? That's what you do.
Semantic sound.
You are. You know what you are? You're like out on the shrimp boat. You're just like... Cast a wide net. Probably Tobin said something. It's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Defend all words?
That's how you went whaling just now.
No.
Ended up with Andrew Wiggins.
I'm happy with Wiggins. He's going to do good things.
Me too.
You don't sound happy with anything. You didn't happy with Jimmy Butler. Now you're taking shots at Andrew Wiggins.
I'm happy that the Jimmy Butler situation's over. I'm happy that we got a wing defender. And then we got another defender to take over for Drew Smith.
I mean, Drew Smith's been, you know, he played like 2 games this year.
No, but I'm just saying the dude they got is very similar to him.
Well, that's it. That's the show. Jimmy Butler, we'll see you in March, dude.
Ooh, how packed you think that's going to be?
Oh, this is going to be, you know, it's going to be ESPN or TNT. What date is that?
March 25th. It's not on national TV.
That's my niece's birthday. All right.
Mm. Are you going to ask Jimmy a question?
Oh, yeah.
Am I gonna ask him a question about what?
Let me tell you this. So we're going to have, what is today, February 6th?
Probably not.
You know what's going to happen? I know what's going to happen. We're going to have 6 weeks of no Jimmy talk, right? Maybe mentions of Jimmy. Maybe mentions of Jimmy if you see him doing the Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
But the night that he comes back,
yep,
you're going to ask Jimmy a question.
Probably not.
That's going to end up like the Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul situation.
I don't think so, because here's the thing. He's probably going to talk about his return. If he does, he'll probably talk about it at a shoot around, and I'll be on the air, so I won't be there. I'm not going to go wait around post-game. I'm not going to talk to Jimmy about it.
Oh, you're not going to wait post-game?
I don't really do the road locker room. It's not my thing.
But Jimmy Butler's never been on the road, been on the opposite side.
The Warriors, Tobin, could go talk to him. I really have no concerns about it.
Warriors, Tobin.
I'll go talk to Wiggins. That's my guy.
That's your guy now?
That's my guy, baby.
You going to bring him to all the Canadian spots? You know, he's from Canada.
I'll ask Mima.
You want to ask Mima?
That really is the end of our show, though. We got to go. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Mima making the wings. She makes great wings. Great wings.
Andrew Wiggins wings.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.